In our society, we value being well. But amazingly, many times, when we actually have opportunities to make a change to become well, we do not take them. Perhaps we do not want to be well after all. Join with me as we discuss, do you want to be well? Hi, Paul Shepherd here, and welcome to the podcast. You know, some people think that having faith means believing a bunch of things that you know are impossible. But here at Rational Christianity, we take a rational approach to understanding the Christian faith. We combine history, science, the Bible, common sense, and then understanding of human nature to make Christianity make sense. Everyone is welcome here. I hope that some of you are surprised a little bit by the title of this episode, Do You Want to Be Well? Because it seems like an odd question. I mean, isn't it obvious that all of us want to be well? Being well means not suffering. Don't we all want that? But perhaps the meaning of being well is a bit broader than that. Perhaps being well includes feeling fully actualized as a person and pursuing our dreams. Do you feel you are living your best authentic life? And is that what being well means? Let's consider a basic example, like physical fitness. Even if you're not trying to make it into the Olympics, we all want a reasonable level of fitness. And yet, how many people do you know, and I know many people, who say they want to become more physically fit? And yet, they never walk, or exercise, or eat better, or do anything at all that would actually impact their health in a positive way. Like the proverbial person who says, I go to the gym almost every day. I almost went on Monday, I almost went on Tuesday, I almost went on Wednesday, and so on. To quote that great philosopher Anonymous, quote, too many people confine their exercise to jumping to conclusions, running up bills, stretching the truth, bending over backward, lying down on the job, sidestepping responsibility, and pushing their luck, end quote. So what do we think when people, including perhaps ourselves, claim they want to improve their physical fitness and yet make absolutely no lifestyle changes? Do they want to be well, really? At the very least, I think the question, do you want to be well, is worth discussing. This subject reminds me of one of the more famous healing stories in the Bible. The story is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, beginning at verse 2. Now in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, there is a pool called Bethesda, which has five porticos. In these lay many invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw the man lying there, and knew that he'd been there for a long time, Jesus said to the man, Do you want to be made well? The sick man answered, Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me. Jesus said to the man, Stand up, take your mat, and walk. At once the man was made well, and he took up his mat and began to walk. When we read that part of the story, it sounds as if Jesus healed a man from some form of physical mobility issue. And traditionally, this story has been read that way. But notice that Jesus asked the man, Do you want to be well? And again, that question seems a bit odd. The man had been waiting for healing for 38 years. Can't we assume he wanted to be healed? Well, in fact, no. I believe the man did not actually want to be healed. Over time, the man's disability had become part of his identity. Perhaps the man originally had had a physical disability, but I suspect that the man recovered years ago and preferred to milk the sympathy of others rather than get on with his life. Now, I realize what I just said might sound harsh, but the idea comes when we read just a little bit more of the story. The story continues in verse 14 with, quote, Later in the day, Jesus found the man in the temple and said to him, See, you have been made well. Do not sin any more so that nothing worse happens to you, end quote. So what was the man's sin? Well, we are not told, but one idea is that the man had been faking his disability because he really did not want to be well. If we read the story that way, the real healing in the story happens when Jesus asks a man, "Do you want to be well?" Because Jesus sees that the man is faking his illness, and he calls him on it. Sometimes, although we say we want to find healing, the personal cost of being well seems too high. Or perhaps our illness has become part of our own identity, and we're not willing to give that up. I'm reminded of the movie Pushing Tin from 1999. Pushing Tin is a story about personal development and the struggle between two New York air traffic controllers. During the movie, one of the controllers, Nick, starts to see every aspect of work as a contest between himself and another controller, Russell. They are both very good at their job, and they both seem to enjoy beating each other. Handling more aircraft on a shift, or squeezing aircraft into ridiculously small holes in the sky in order to get more planes on the ground during their shift. Nick and Russell will, let's say, cut corners to grab planes to control. They push tin. This is perhaps not the best movie to watch if you have any anxieties around flying. But at one point during the movie, Nick cracks up. He makes some mistakes with a few planes. He has an affair. His wife leaves him. Basically, his whole life falls apart. And eventually, with help, believe it or not, from Russell, Nick figures out that his healing will come, and does come, when he stops trying to control everything. As an air traffic controller, his instinctive response to bad situations, well, his whole life really, is to exert control. Controlling everything had become part of Nick's identity. And it was hard for Nick to learn that not being in control was a source of healing. But for him, at least, it was. And at the turning point in the movie, Nick pleads with Russell to help him get his life back in order. And Russell uses the words of Jesus. Russell asks Nick, "Do you want your life back? Do you really want your life back?" And Nick agrees. And Russell takes Nick to an airfield, and the two men stand on the end of a runway while a 747 makes a landing over their heads. Now, in case this is news to you, standing under a jet while it's landing is not really recommended because the turbulence will blow you right off the runway. But Russell selects that as the perfect location to help Nick learn about control. And while they're waiting for an approaching aircraft, Nick says to Russell, "Okay, what do I do? Do I brace myself? Should I relax? Should I lean in?" And Russell says, "There's a 747 coming at you. You can wiggle your ears and clap for Tinkerbell. It won't make any difference. Don't you get it?" And Nick finally gets it. Nick says, "I get it. The attempt to hold onto sanity too tight is insane. To gain control, you have to lose control." And then the turbulence from the landing 747 blows Russell and Nick right off the runway. But Nick had begun to heal. Even as he lay beside Russell, bleeding and bruised in the grass beside the runway, Nick was bleeding, but he was starting to heal from his need for control. Do you want to be well? I think for most of it, it's not actually obvious. I mean, sure, if we have a cold, we want to be well. But often, the difficulties and struggles in our own lives are not so much a disease we want to cure, but more, well, an indication of who we are and who we've become. And generally, we are comfortable with who we are. Our afflictions in life, over time, can become part of our own identity. And at that point, the question, "Do you want to be well?" becomes much more difficult to answer. It also becomes a more interesting question. And to be honest, for most people, most of the time, the honest answer is no, or at least not right now. Nick's problem was his need to control everything. But each of us has our own internal struggle where we have to choose between maintaining our own personal status quo and finding the healing we want. Healing requires change, and sometimes we don't want the change. And in those cases, I argue, we don't really want the healing. Consider our gospel story again. The man who claims to want healing has a long list of sensible, practical reasons why he cannot get the healing he says he wants. Does that sound familiar to you? Think of a situation in your own life where you can create a long list of sensible, practical reasons why you cannot find peace in your life. Often we get stuck because we can create a long list of sensible, practical reasons why we cannot find the healing we want. And, you know, if this sounds like you, I have no doubt that your list is logical, sensible, practical. But my response to your list is simply, okay, but do you want to be well? Would you rather find healing, or would you rather sit back and feel self-justified in your pain? Many people I know actually would rather justify their pain than find healing, but that is a choice each one of us gets to make for ourselves. We all deserve healing. The real question is, do you want to be well? Amen. Hi again, and thanks for joining in today. I'm Reverend Dr. Paul Shepherd, a minister with the United Church of Canada, currently serving at Sydenham Heritage United Church in Brantford, Ontario. I'm also an environmental scientist with a PhD in physics. I'm passionate about making Christianity make sense. Please subscribe to the channel and feel free to visit the church, either in person or online. You might also enjoy my book, Evolving Christianity, which is about taking a scientific, rational approach to Christianity in order to fight racism and other social diseases. I hope you have a great day. We'll see you next time.